ABC Radio Australia.
As Fiji prepares to open up to international travel next month, other countries in the Pacific are also considering their own strategy to reopening to the world. For tourism-dependent Vanuatu, open borders are vital for economic growth, but officials worry that it would also bring COVID-19 into the country. As Dan McGarry reports from the capital, Port Vila, it's a race against time to vaccinate the population and prepare for COVID-19 before borders open.
Vanuatu may be locked down from international tourists, but already P&O Cruises is accepting reservations for a May visit to Mystery Island in the country's south. But Vanuatu's Director of Public Health, Len Terevonda, is doubtful that borders will be open by then. He says COVID-19 vaccinations on nearby Anaitim Island, the closest community to Mystery Island, have only just begun.
We still have a couple of months off, and we've already launched the vaccination campaign in Tafea. And I think particularly Anaitim Island has a very small population. But again, the principle of at least if 90% of the island population have already been vaccinated and are fully protected, and also those coming from cruise ships, you know, will have to provide evidence that they've also been fully vaccinated. We should really explore this seriously. And I thought, as with COVID-19, there are so many uncertainties out there yet.
Dr. Terevonda says, based on current vaccination rates, international travel to and from Vanuatu likely won't happen until mid-2022. So far, 87,000 doses have been administered to a target population of 169,000 adults across the country. About 35% of the eligible population have had one dose, and only 17% are fully vaccinated. Dr. Terevonda says COVID-19, if it gets through the borders, poses a severe threat to Vanuatu's population.
We are worried that if the virus gets a foothold here, obviously with a high rate of NCDs and also the living conditions of people in communities, especially where there are big population and also a crowded population, Port Vila as the port of entry, that we need to get to as high a coverage rate, at least 90%, as quickly as possible. And that would be our main sort of tool in our arsenal to fight the pandemic.
And the preparation is well underway, with vaccination teams spreading out across the country. Roadside open-air clinics pop up daily in the capital, serving up hundreds of doses every day to local populations. Public health teams announced the clinic over portable public address systems and health workers appropriate roadside vendor stalls for their enrollment officers. Health authorities have conducted readiness exercises practicing for the day community transmission begins. Seriana Natuman is Director of Hospital and Curative Services for Vila Central Hospital, which will be ground zero when the first cases occur.
It went really well, and there's a few gaps that we noted from how the patients were, or COVID potential cases were moved from Shefa Health all the way up to the hospital. And we have taken note of all these gaps, and this is something we need to improve on.
For business owners throughout the country, it's a given that saving lives comes first before open borders. Chamber of Commerce General Manager Astrid Boulekon sees it as a race against time.
We are not talking about if the virus, COVID-19 virus, will be in Vanuatu, but we should be now talking about when COVID-19 will be actually hitting and reaching Vanuatu.
Chamber of Commerce General Manager Astrid Boulekon ending that report from Dan McGarry in Port Vila.